got a 100 megapixel camera? It could, but I don't care. If I want real photos, I'll just drop a Nikon D2H in the scene, because that's an ASA 35 size camera, and I will challenge everybody's cell phones, because I can drop nice, gorgeous photos with genuine Nikon glass. But as a smartphone, I mean, I always laugh when people say, well, my camera's 40 pixels. Okay, well, that's great. Let's go outside in the dark. And I can open myself up all the way at F1 and snap and hold it for 3 seconds or whatever and get a gorgeous photo whilst they've got a punch and that's out. And it's way different. But photography, you know, bring a real camera. There's still room for that in the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my iPhone, that's got a 12-megapixel camera and only 3x digital zoom. My Sony DSLR, which is like 10 years older than my iPhone, is 10-megapixel and has like a, I don't know, 15 or 20x optical zoom. And that will make the most incredible photos compared to my phone. Like, no matter what filter I use or whatever, the DSLR, when it's perfectly focused and tuned in every time, it trumps the phone camera by a long shot.
Yeah, because your optical sensor is so much bigger on the DSLR. You know, I never understood it, but there was a reason. I had real cameras back in the day when we had the television station, and we'd get called to do commercials all the time for stuff. And a lot of the commercial ad companies would be like, no DSLRs. Do not apply if you have a DSLR camera. And, you know, DSLR video, stuff like that. And I'm like, why? I don't get it. So I never really did figure that one out. But we brought our Sonys in there, you know, the studio industry basic stuff. And, yeah, we got the gigs, all of them. But I never did understand the hate with DSLR.